How are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday, and Doc Holliday is rolling solo today. Isaac got some things to do, but I had to jump on here because the Rams, big free agent news, caught me by surprise, caught Isaac by surprise when he saw it and he read it. I don't know how many people it caught by surprise. I'm pretty sure it probably caught a lot of Rams fans by surprise anyway, but yeah. The Rams signing wide receiver Allen Robinson to a three-year, $45 million deal, $30 million guaranteed. First of all, let me begin by saying congratulations, Allen Robinson. Outstanding player, outstanding wide receiver. I like what you did in Jacksonville. I like what you did in Chicago. I specifically like what you did in Chicago, even though your targets and your production was down last year because last season, basically, you had a trash quarterback in Chicago, and it's hard when you got a receiver like that with a trash quarterback. But let me begin by saying congratulations to you, Allen Robinson. I'm glad you got that loop, and I'm actually glad you joining the Los Angeles Rams because a lot of times you can't have enough talent. Anytime you get an opportunity to bring talented players to your team, you should do it. So congratulations to you, Allen Robinson, on your three-year, $45 million contract, $30 million guaranteed. But my thing, what caught me off guard is that the wide receiver position is a position that the Rams really don't, if it's any position on the football field, regardless, I mean, even quarterback, you want to get a nice backup quarterback. We didn't have to see John Wolford last season too much, but the wide receiver position is a position that I thought the Rams and I think the Rams needed less help in. You got Cooper Kupp. We know what he did last season. He's outstanding. He gets his targets. You got Robert Woods, even though he did tear his ACL last season. But he'll be back healthy next season. They were still attempting and hoping to re-sign Odell Beckham Jr., but we know he got hurt in the Super Bowl, so you don't know what his health is going to be. You got Van Jefferson, who will be going into year three, who shows some flashes. He shows some things. He still has a lot to learn, but I think he's still growing as a receiver. I think Van Jefferson gives the Rams and gives us what we need out of him in the position that he's in, being the third receiver. And I really thought they were still, trying to go after Odell Beckham Jr. Now, they still can. But just signing up a wide receiver at that big of a number, $30 million guaranteed. And I ain't mad at you, bro. Get that loot. That's 15 a year. That's 15 bones a year, bro. But looking at Allen Robinson, what I like about him is that he's a great route runner. He's 28 years old. In his 3 years in Chicago, he had 293 catches, 3,100 yards, 18 touchdowns. Even though last season he only had 38 catches for 410 yards and one touchdown, but they weren't really looking for him. But they didn't have a very good quarterback. But they didn't have a very good offensive system. But their offensive coordinator had zero creativity. But the team just wasn't really that good. And he wasn't utilized properly. Now, the season before, he was. His first season in Chicago, he was. And he's 6'3", so he's a big receiver. And as I said, he's a great route runner. He's known for running good routes. He has good hands. And he's versatile. He normally plays on the outside, but you can put him in the slot too. So we know that's what Cooper Kupp does his damage. Robert Woods can do his damage in the slot. Well, Robert Woods can do his damage anyway. He comes back healthy. He can do his damage anyway. But you get a receiver like Allen Robinson who can put up the numbers he puts up, and he's playing with a great quarterback. Matthew Stafford now, and he's joining a receiving room. And the thing with having Allen Robinson, Cooper Kupp can continue to rest easy that he's not going to be getting all the attention. He's going to be getting some. But if the Rams hold on to Robert Woods, he comes back healthy. Defense has still got to worry and deal with Robert Woods because Robert Woods can line up on the outside. He can line up in the slot. He can tote the rock from the backfield. He can get in the H-back position. Cooper Kupp gets in the H-back position, too. Sometimes they block, but then they'll wiggle out. End up with a linebacker trying to cover him, and that's a wrap. So I like the versatility of Allen Robinson. It just caught me off guard because I didn't think wide receiver was a position that the Rams had a need in. But I'm not Les Snead. I'm not Sean McVay. I do have a voice, though. And it caught me off guard. I know when I text Isaac, he was like, whoa. Because it caught him off guard. I didn't see it coming. But I know the rest of the NFC and the rest of the NFL has to continue to see the Rams offense coming because adding Allen Robinson is a huge piece. And you put him with Stafford, put him with Kupp, put him with Woods. If Woods comes back, if the Rams don't trade Woods, put him with OBJ. But I'm on record saying right now, there's no way all four of those dudes are coming. I can't all four of those dudes coming back and playing for the Rams in one receiving room next season. It sounds good. It looks good. I don't see how it's happening because there's only so many balls you can that go around. Receivers can say that, you know, I'm team player. Long as we winning, they got their money. And players want to get their money, especially receivers. Receivers want to get their money, but at the same time, they want to get their touches. I don't care what they say in front of the press. All them good little sound bites, team first, man, please. And it's only so many balls to go around. Cooper Kupp averaging, what, 13, 14 targets a game? Robert Woods comes back. You got to get him to rock. Now Allen Robinson comes in, who is the number one type receiver. He's the number one caliber type receiver. He's definitely a number two caliber receiver. But Robert Woods is the number one type caliber receiver. And Robert Woods have been relegated to the number two receiver. Now you add Allen Robinson. I'm just telling you, man, it's only so many balls to go around now. And I don't care what wide receivers say, how unselfish they may seem. And it's not selfish to want the ball. It's not selfish to want to be involved in the game. And I've always said it. If I was a wide receiver, I would have been mad. I'd be mad too. If I'm running routes deep down the field, deep post routes, dig routes, cross routes across the middle where the linebackers are just looming, ready to take my head off. If I'm running hard out routes, 10-yard, 15-yard out routes, curl routes, and I'm not getting the ball thrown my way, I'd be mad too. A lot of people don't understand that. I mean, that's tiring. They didn't want you to keep running them routes 100 full speed and you don't know if you're going to get the ball or not. I see why a lot of them get mad and say something sometimes. So there's only so many passes to go around, but just looking at Allen Robinson's numbers, the Jacksonville Jaguars drafted him in the second round, 2014. In his eight seasons in the league, 495 catches, 6,400 yards receiving, 40 touchdowns. Like I said, he spent the last three years in Chicago. Last season was kind of off because he had an off quarterback. Because, as I said, he got an off offense. He had an off offense. It's only so much you could do. Because the Bears offensively just were not very good. Now he's coming to one of the best offenses in the NFL. If not the best offense in the NFL. But my thing is, what does that mean for the rest of the Rams wide receiver room? Cooper Kupp don't mean anything. He's still that dude. He's still going to get his targets. He's still going to put in work. And having somebody like Allen Robinson is going to make sure he continues to put in work. Because you can't be doubling them. If you can, you got somebody that's going to strike you on the other side. So it doesn't mean anything for Cooper Kupp. He's still going to do his thing. Now, Robert Woods, on the other hand, you have to wonder, what does this mean about Robert Woods? He did get hurt last season. But Robert Woods' salary is like $16 million a year. Cooper Kupp, $15 million a year. Allen Robinson now, $15 million a year. And it's just hard for me to see that the Rams are going to have $41 million. No, that's not 15 plus 15 is 30 plus 16, $46 million tied up in the receiving room for next season. That's a lot of money. That's a whole bunch of money, especially when they got a whole, when they don't have a whole bunch of needs. They have other needs. Now, I know the Rams said they still hope to re-sign Odell Beckham Jr., but I don't know how true that is because I don't know how you bring him in that room and you still got Robert Woods. And the thing about it, OBJ hurting himself in the Super Bowl, that money probably, some of that money probably was his. But you get hurt, that's what happens. But you have to wonder, what does that mean for the rest of those wide receivers in that wide receiver room? Because that's a big signing. A huge signing. So, you know, and you kind of feel for Odell Beckham Jr. hurt his knee. Towards ACL in his knee in the Super Bowl. So that's going to hit his pockets for next season. But you do wonder what it means for the rest of receivers in the receiving room. Van Jefferson averages $1.4 million a year. Tutu Atwell, Van Jefferson going into year three. And I know the Rams want to see more out of him. Even though he had a couple of highlights last season. He provided a deep threat. Take the top off the defense. Tutu Atwell going into year two. Also has an average salary of 1.4. So it just makes you wonder whether it's Allen, the addition and acquisition of Allen Robinson, what does that mean to their wide receiver room? Because it's just hard for me to see the Rams paying $15 million, $16 million, $15 million to three receivers in one room. $46 million bucks. So we'll see. We'll see. The organization loves Robert Woods. The team loves Robert Woods. The fans love Robert Woods. But this is a business now. And teams say they love you, but they are a corporation. They are businesses, and they make business decisions, whether they love you or not. Love ain't got nothing to do with it. It's about business decisions and about numbers. So we'll see. But Allen Robinson joining the Los Angeles Rams on a three-year contract, $45 million, $30 million guaranteed. So we in there. Big receiver, 28 years old once again. So great acquisition. It's just I didn't think the Rams, you know, I didn't think that was their biggest need. But they did, because to me, their biggest need was making sure they found a replacement for Andrew Whitworth and left tackle, protecting Matthew Stafford's blind side, Whitworth retiring. And they did by re-signing Joseph Noteboom, Joe Noteboom. So they did make sure that was taken care of. Other biggest need was that center to me. They re-signed Brian Allen. So they made sure that was taken care of. But the Rams did lose. We do lose Von Miller. It's to the Buffalo Bills, and you cannot be mad at the 33-year-old. He came in, played well, helped us win another Super Bowl, his second Super Bowl. But Buffalo gives him $120 million over 6 years, so Von Miller had to say bye-bye because the Rams were not about to give him that. So we lose Von Miller, and pre-say what you did, Goggles. So now you want to try to find another outside linebacker, another pass rusher to go with Leonard Floyd and Aaron Donald. But, hey, you know, with Aaron Donald in there, a lot of pass rushers look good playing next to him. But losing Von Miller, which I salute him, I applaud him. Go get that money, man. I appreciate you. Now I'd like to see us go after a cornerback and or a linebacker, really both. Because we really don't know. We got Jalen Ramsey, of course. But we may lose the other cornerback on the other side. May lose him. Darius Williams. Y'all hear what I said? We may lose him. No, we lost him. He's in Jacksonville. I said that because I was wondering. Somebody, hold on, Doc. They lost me. Yeah, going to Jacksonville. So you know we need a cornerback now. So Darius Williams gone. And that's what happens though when you win a Super Bowl. Cats want your coach. I mean, teams want your players, and they want your coaches. Darius one got that money. 3 years, $30 million, $18 million guaranteed. Deal could max out at $39 million. So, yeah, we need a cornerback and a linebacker. But, hey, did add Allen Robinson. That's what this show is about. So, welcome to L.A. Welcome to the Rams, Allen Robinson. Still a long free agent season to go. We'll see what our L.A. Rams will do this point moving forward. But we got to get a cornerback. Go with Jalen Ramsey in that defensive backfield. Got to get a middle linebacker. Got to get an inside linebacker. I think the offense, you know, it's cool. The defense. That's going to do it for this edition of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Free agent edition. Allen Robinson edition.